Howdy, YouRightEdition.com. Happy day. Lots of preamble there. Hey, here's some more for you. Take the words the, T-H-E, and take IRS, which of course is the tax department in the United States of America. Put the and IRS together, and guess what it spells? Theirs. What does that tell you? Hey, President Trump. He's all over this Amazon situation, and I had never considered it before. Bad is me, right? When you think it through now, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Amazon, look at the rich people. I'm good with rich people. I've been rich and I've been born. Rich is better. I get it. But when you get rich off the backs of the taxpayers and you do something that's unethical, it's not a good thing. And I don't know who did this. Must have been the Clintons, hey, or the Russians. Had to be somebody. But Amazon is shipping product out to people around the world, literally. And the United States Postal Service is losing billions of dollars every month because they're subsidizing Amazon. They're making all these rich people richer. And stores are closing, free enterprises being hammered, and finally, somebody figured it out, and that's the president. I haven't seen a Democrat yet say, good work, little president, that ain't gonna happen, is it? You know, it's not a level playing field. And Trump now is saying that. He's saying, this is bad. Stores are closing all over the country, and you guys, you're killing them. Of course you're killing them because you're doing it with somebody else's money. I mean, other places are losing a fortune. They close up again. People are losing their jobs. And the world has changed. The landscape has changed. And you people have been in charge of it. It's going to be fixed. And I wish that Democrats, somebody, anybody, would sit back and say, he's right. When that day comes, I think I might have an attack. Turban-wearing Sikhs. In Alberta, okay? There's 52,000 members of the Sikh religion in Alberta, Canada. 52,000, that's a big number. The communist government in Alberta recently said, oh, hey, you guys, the law is you have to wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle, but for you guys, you got your turbans on, we're going to waive the law. You can now ride a motorcycle without a helmet. And the turban, they're so happy. They say, now we can go out and what are we going to have, gangs now? But they're happy. Everybody's happy because they got their way. I mean, this isn't nice. I mean, you have a different law for them than me. You're a racist. I mean, that's wrong. You got to treat us all the same. Either it's a law to wear a helmet. See, I'm pausing because I'm dumbfounded that this even happens. And when I really read it, I get more dumbfounded because there's two other provinces that are the same, British Columbia and Manitoba. Again, NDP, which stands for New Democrat somebody, communist is a better way to say it. And they're passing laws. What about me? I want to ride a motorcycle without a helmet. I'm so old, I remember when you actually could, back in the early 60s. And then when the law came in, I had a Honda 90. And when the law came in, I wore my football helmet. So I thought, well, that's all I've got. Probably would have done more damage than good. Maybe that's what happened to me. But in any event, it's wrong. Just sharing with you the royal wedding. Yeah, I'm not big on the royal stuff. But in any event, I'm interested to see this. The wedding is going to cost between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. $45 million. How do you spend $45 million in a wedding? What's a divorce going to cost? Wow, that's a lot of dough. $420,000 for her dress. I got to say that again. How do you spend $420,000? This is probably U.S., by the way. I mean, it's not dollarettes like in Canada. They've already done the conversion from pounds over to U.S. $420,000, call it $600,000 in Canada for a dress. Catering, $401,000. Drinks, $270,000. Hey, if I was there, it would cost $370,000. I drink a lot. But that seems to be a lot of dough. Hey, a liberal senator recently was in a meeting. This is true. You can't make this stuff up. He was talking about the high divorce rate in America, and the moderator was looking for solutions. And it was the senator's turn to chip in. He said, ban marriage, and the divorce rate will plummet. You know what? Goodbye. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We'll get more for you from the right. See ya.